Random House Audio presents The Science of Discworld by Terry Pratchett, Ian Stewart, and Jack Cohen. Read for you by Michael Fenton Stevens and Stephen Briggs.
The story starts here. Once upon a time, there was Discworld. There still is an adequate supply. Discworld is the flat world carried through space on the back of a giant turtle, which has been the source of, so far, novels, 4 maps, an encyclopedia, 2 animated series, t-shirts, scarves, models, badges, beer, embroidery, pens, posters, and probably, by the time this is published, talcum powder and body splash. If not, it can only be a matter of time. It has, in short, become immensely popular. And Discworld runs on magic. Roundworld, our home planet, and by extension the universe in which it sits, runs on rules. In fact, it simply runs. But we have watched the running, and those observations and the ensuing deductions are the very basis of science. Magicians and scientists are, on the face of it, poles apart. Certainly a group of people who often dress strangely, live in a world of their own, speak a specialized language and frequently make statements that appear to be in flagrant breach of common sense, have nothing in common with a group of people who often dress strangely, speak a specialized language, live in... Perhaps we should try this another way. Is there a connection between magic and science? Can the magic of Discworld, with its eccentric wizards, down-to-earth witches, obstinate trolls, fire-breathing dragons, talking dogs and personified death, shed any useful light on harm?